Eagle 98.1 is the rock station, and on the line with me now, first of all, there is a really awesome show that's going to be in Baton Rouge tomorrow night at L'Auberge, the Molly Ringwalds. Doors open at 8 o'clock, and I'm so very excited about this show, and Sir Devin Nooner on the line with me now. Devin, how are you today?
I'm fantastic, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
I think we even did that better the first time. Just kidding. So the Molly...
Yeah, I did.
I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm a huge fan of the Mollies. My first question is, how is it that you guys, every time I see you, each show seems so different? I mean, you guys just must have these electric personalities all the time. It's just every show, there's never been one the same.
Well, that's very kind to say, Michelle. Let me start off by saying that we're big fans of yours too, you know.
Oh, are you?
But you're right. We try and do a different set every time we come to a city, you know. So the next, if you was at the Baton Rouge show last time, there won't be any repeated songs there. There'll be 25 to 30 new songs that we did new last time. So it keeps it fresh for the audience, but of course it keeps it fresh for us too.
Since we happen, by the way, to be talking on my anniversary, it's kind of a rule as a DJ that you must tease your husband on the air at some point. So I'll tell you that he went and saw you guys at L'Auberge. I think it was a private Christmas party, though. And he was later found passed out on top of a slot machine. So that's the kind of fun the Mollies bring to L'Auberge, right?
Well, we got to get back at it. We got to get you backstage after the show. How about that?
Okay, we'll need to do that. Tomorrow night at L'Auberge, the Molly Ringwalds. And I always hear that you guys say, you know, coming back to Baton Rouge, you've been on the road a lot, but Baton Rouge is like home, right?
It's one of our homes for sure. You know, I think if you had to pinpoint a certain location of where the Molly Ringwalds really started, you got to say Baton Rouge. You know, back in the day of the Catery and all these other old clubs that don't exist anymore.
Oh, yeah.
On a fantastic home and other places. And now we've been playing L'Auberge Casino for the last 2 or 3 years. We play it probably 3 times a year. And yeah, Baton Rouge is absolutely home to us.
Well, how many songs do you guys play? Do you have any idea? Just anything from the 80s, right?
We play the great, the good, and the bad from the ugly. The ugly, I guess I should say. But yeah, anything that kind of fits what we kind of do, we will give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, well, you know, hey, we took a couple minutes and learned a new song and it didn't work. You know, that's part of our gig, right?
Sure.
So, yeah, we always try and keep it fresh and always try and add songs, new songs to the list, or songs that we haven't played in quite a bit of time. Bring that back to the set. So, just like we talked about earlier, keep it fresh for the audience, keep it fresh for us as well.
Chatting with Sir Devin Nooner of the Molly Ringwalds, performing tomorrow night at L'Auberge in Baton Rouge. And not only does the audience always have such a great time, but you guys look like you're having a blast up there too.
We absolutely are. I don't think we'd be doing it for 20 plus years if we were bored, really. You know what I mean? But we do have an actually good time. It's the greatest gift, you know, to get on stage, put a guitar on, sing songs that you grew up with and love, play with your mates that you love hanging out with, and performing to thousands of people. It's not really work, is it? It's just a great time, and we're very grateful for it.
You kind of describe my job, too. It's fun to do what you love, isn't it?
It's absolutely. It's the only way to do it, really.
It is.
You know what I mean, if you were in a job that, or you're doing something that you don't like, you know, man, life's too short. Go find something that you can enjoy, because it makes your day so much better. Really does. We're both lucky, aren't we?
Yes, we really are. Inspirational words there from Sir Devin Nooner. Now, y'all's stage setup. In closing, I guess, I want to say, if someone listening has never seen the Molly Ringwalds, how would you describe it to them, or what would you say to them? How would you sell it?
I would sell it, you know, it's crazy. I would sell it with this, I guess I would say. For maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours, you won't think of anything else except having a good time. You won't think of the problems in your life, the job that you have, or, you know, you get the babysitter, you're away from your children for a little bit. That's what I say. You're going to forget about everything except what's happening around you and what's happening on stage. You're going to get a great selection of 80 songs with a great stage show, light show, video show, 5 guys having a good time, and want the audience to be the 6th member of the band. That's what you're going to get when you come to a Molly Ringwalds show.
Tickets are available at the door. Molly Ringwalds tomorrow night. L'Auberge, Baton Rouge. Doors open at 8 p.m. Sir Devin Nooner, thank you so much for being on Eagle today.
The pleasure is mine, Michelle. Have a great evening.